Hello. How are we doing today? What does that mean?
Tired.
Were you up late last night? Okay. In what? Oh, you're tired too. Well, let's all go back to bed. What do you think? No? No, we're not going to go back to bed. We're going to talk about God's love for us and God calling us children. And because God loves us, how we might, how we might show that love to others. But I want to ask a question first. I asked this earlier. Am I a child of God? All of us are. Good. Good answer. That's right. Mom and dad are. Brothers and sisters are. We're all children of God, no matter what age we are, right? All right, okay. Even if we're a newborn, right. All ages, we're all children of God. How have you experienced God's love? How have people shown God's love to you? Or have they? They have. How? Anybody? How can, well, okay, so then that makes it harder if I ask, how has anybody shown you God's love?
The cross.
Okay, we heard the story of the cross, that Jesus died for us. And how else do we know God's love?
Random love.
Random love, okay. Love that we receive from other people, whether it's a hug, whether it's a word, kind word, whether it's a smile. Okay. And did anybody teach you about God's love? Has anybody?
Kind of Sunday school.
Kind of Sunday school. Okay. Okay, so now that we know a little bit about God's love, how might we share that with other people? Because in our gospel reading, that's part of what we're called to do, to be witnesses of God's love. In other words, anyway.
Well, you could smile all the time, because I see some of this choir smiling. Well, some of them are frowning.
If we're smiling all the time, but we don't feel that smile, is that...
Well, you could smile when you want to.
Like, you could smile when you want to. But if we want to share, if we want to share that smile as a way of affirming, saying that love to somebody else, that's a good thing to do. You know, what?
Everybody else.
Everybody else smiles, but not you?
And me.
You smile, and you like to share that smile with others. That shares love. You're sharing that love with other people. What about a hug? He'll work on it. Do you smile to him? Sometimes. And we Pastor Don said something about how we show love. We love even those who get on our nerves or something like that. Those we might not like. So it might help for us to smile all the time and share that smile with others we're not sure of, yeah? That make us uncomfortable. But God's love is for everyone. So, okay. It's also a day when we were going to celebrate, we're celebrating Earth Day, which is talking about our care for and our love for all that God created. How do we care? How do we do that? How do we show God's love to creation?
Well, we could recycle. There's also
recycle.
Pick up trash.
Pick up trash.
Stop polluting.
Stop making trash.
Plants
and caring for them. What else?
Plant trees to stop deforestation.
Okay. Great ideas. What do you do at home to help out with that?
Pick up trash.
Okay.
Clean our houses.
Clean, keep things clean.
Plant,
yeah.
Plant,
water.
Plant.
Looks like you all are doing really great in caring for
less
God's
factories.
Less factories, or factories that are more careful about what they do with their waste, or something like that.
Okay. There's this old space. Like, if there's an old space, you better just use it for factories instead of creating more new space on other land that's been perfectly fine for lots of years.
Okay.
Like you can create factories on the old land.
Use less space, or don't take up space that needs to be there for us to use in maybe recreational ways. Okay, great answers.
Ooh, we get electronic cars and not waste.
Electric cars instead of using gas. Okay, great idea. So, here's the thing. Do we do it just when we're celebrating Earth Day?
No, every day.
Every day of our lives, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Try to anyway. And do we share God's love just on Sunday? Every day, all the time. Yeah. That's what God calls us to do, to be, as we are called to be children of God, that means sharing that love with others and caring for one another.
I thought of one. Stop making plastic pencils, because I saw this little brand thing that was making plastic pencils, and I despised them, and someone on our school campus burned our garbage can, and now there's going to be poisonous gases in our environment.
Lots of things to think about. Food for thought, food for our actions. So I'm hoping that you'll think about all of that as we continue to worship and give God thanks. So can we pray? Okay. Thank you, God, for all these young ones who know what it means to care for your creation and to care for one another. Bless them as they go from here to care for others and to care for that creation. In your holy name we pray. Amen.